on to Providence, Rhode Island. The Civic Center is sold out, and this is the 1994 edition of the WWF Royal Rumble. I'm Jim Ross, everyone, alongside Gorilla Monsoon. And Gorilla, this is the sixth Royal Rumble on pay-per-view for the WWF, and by all accounts, it's going to be the greatest of all time.
It is hot indeed. It is electric here in the Providence Civic Center. And why? Because every title is up for grabs here in the World Wrestling Federation. And besides that, the winner of the Royal Rumble itself will get an opportunity at WrestleMania 10 to meet whomever is the WWF champion in Madison Square Garden.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tatanka tonight will take on Bam Bam Bigelow. Ludwig Borga has been injured. The 1-2-3 Kid is also out of the WWF Royal Rumble matchup itself. As Gorilla Monsoon said, every championship on the line, plus the all-important 30-man over-the-top rope Royal Rumble. We're happy you're here with us on this great radio station. We will be back. The Royal Rumble continues. You're listening to Radio WWF.
Now bring all the excitement of the World Wrestling Federation to your home with Hasbro's all-new superstar lineup of realistic action figures. Elect Macho Man Randy Savage, The Undertaker, Razor Ramon, Tatanka, and the evil Papa Shango. There's 20 in all, each with his own powerful wrestling moves. And for real wrestling action, you need the official WWF ring with spring action ropes and championship belt. With Hasbro's new WWF collection, you make the moves and you decide who rules. With WWF figures, you're always a winner.
And we are back here, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Ross and Gorilla Monsoon back here with you at the WWF Royal Rumble. Tatanka has already been introduced, and here comes his opponent for the evening, the Beast from the East, Bam Bam Bigelow. And of course, Gorilla Monsoon, wherever Bam Bam Bigelow travels, so does his main squeeze, the ever-lovely folks, Luna Vachon.
The lunatic. Bam Bam, as big as ever, well over that 400-pound mark, perhaps hovering near five. Luna is all decked out in red, and of course, Bam Bam's tights have red in them as well. And did you notice, Jim Ross, that the Native American Tatanka has a new headdress?
A very spectacular-looking headdress worn to the ring by Tatanka. The Native Lumbee Indian from North Carolina was scheduled to meet Ludwig Borga. And this one's getting underway, ladies and gentlemen. There's the bell. Tatanka starting out very quickly, hammering away at Bam Bam Bigelow. But Bigelow fights back. And Bigelow with a drop kick. That's a 400-pound man drop kicking. And Tatanka landed back in the corner.
Well, Bam Bam tried a little sneak attack there. It didn't work, but now he sort of mounted some kind of an attack. Whoa. Irresistible force just met the immovable object. Drop kick by the Native American, who's scheduled for double duty here.
Crossbody crash by Tatanka and a near fall. Referee Danny Davis got a one count. Arm drag takeover by Tatanka. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, both Tatanka and Bam Bam Bigelow will be competing later here tonight in the 30-man WWF Royal Rumble match itself. We're about to say that Ludwig Borga was the scheduled opponent of Tatanka, but unfortunately, Mr. Borga has sustained an ankle injury and will be out for an undetermined length of time. Bam Bam Bigelow has stepped in and stepped in gladly. Tatanka with the war paint, black and white war paint on his face for the first time. We've seen that. He comes off the ropes. Bigelow lowered his head, and it was Tatanka with the DDT taking Bigelow down. And now Tatanka is going up to the top rope. Tatanka on the top rope comes off cross body, but he missed.
Bam Bam was waiting for him, set him up for that move. Tatanka went down and went down hard. Both guys in trouble right now. We're going to have a little gut check right here.
Well, Bam Bam Bigelow is going to want to slow this thing down, use his size advantage. And right now, Bigelow stomps away at Tatanka's head. Luna Vachon is at ringside, as we mentioned, ladies and gentlemen. Bigelow up, slow, reaching down, grabbing a handful of hair. Picking Tatanka up and pushing Tatanka back in the corner where Bigelow delivers a huge forearm. And now it's the Irish whip, far side, right into the turnbuckle. And then Tatanka was just engulfed by Bam Bam Bigelow.
Knocked the wind right out of the Native American. Tatanka in a lot of trouble early on in this match. He's struggling in the corner. Bam Bam right on top of him.
Bam Bam Bigelow, a former bounty hunter from Asbury Park, New Jersey, comes to the corner to get Tatanka. Tatanka caught him with a foot in the face. Down to both knees goes Bigelow, and up once again goes Tatanka. We'll see if this time it'll pay off. Tatanka up and over. Got Bigelow to sunset flip. Bigelow almost down. He's trying to hold his balance, and he lowered his posterior right in the chest of Tatanka. All 400 pounds right on Tatanka's chest cavity.
Sat right on his sternum. Native American Tatanka in a lot of trouble once again in this matchup.
Headbutt by Bigelow, and Bigelow now has regained the offensive advantage here. Tatanka lying on the canvas. Bigelow stomping away at his sternum, at his chest.
You know, Jim Ross, the Native American Tatanka would have loved to have had an early victory in this one. Maybe a couple of minutes into the match, he wants to save himself for the big Royal Rumble. Would love to be the first Native American ever to become WWF champion.
Indeed, he would. As Tatanka back up to his vertical base, he was a couple of chops there, but Bigelow caught him in the standing drop kick. And now Bigelow goes for the lateral press. He's going for the cover. Bigelow's got two, and that's all this time.
Shot out of there, and shot out of there in a hurry. In the meantime, around ringside, the lunatic screaming at her man.
I hope she is not the Lorena Bobbitt of the WWF.
Oh, boy.
I think we've heard enough about the Bobbitt situation, and that'll be the last reference from yours truly on that tonight. Tatanka grabbing a rope, trying to pull himself up. I'll tell you something, Gorilla. He's let this match get slowed down, and that's right down Bigelow's alley.
Well, it certainly is. Bear hug now by the big guy, squeezing for all he's worth. Native American high in the air. Now the big guy from Asbury Park burying his head right into the abdomen, getting full advantage out of this big bear.
Bigelow with a bear hug. Still to come on this broadcast, on this great radio station. You're going to hear the Intercontinental Championship decided, the WWF Tag Team title decided, the WWF title decided, plus the Royal Rumble in its entirety. We are so glad you're with us. Wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, whether it be on KFAN in Minneapolis, reps on KSAC in Sacramento, our great friends in Albuquerque, New Mexico, KDEFAM or KUCUFM, three of the great stations among many that are carrying this broadcast live tonight.
We're all over.
All over the place here on this one, that's for sure. Bigelow continues to hold on with that bear hug. And Gorilla, I would think in your career, you may have used this move a time or two yourself.
Very, very effective hold, used primarily to enable your opponent to get any oxygen into his chest cavity. Consequently, when that happens, it doesn't take much for the lights to go out. And if Tatanka wants to be successful in this one, he's got to find a way out.
Certainly prevents your lungs from fully expanding. Just taking short breaths of air. And that's tough for a big athlete. A 250-pounder the size of Tatanka. But in this one, Tatanka's giving away, ladies and gentlemen, approximately 150 pounds in this match.
Boy, it is electric here in the Providence Civic Center. You could cut the electricity for the night.
Tatanka fights free. Goes to the ropes, came off the shoulder block, and Bigelow planted him with a shoulder of his own. Bigelow now measures Tatanka with another shoulder block.
Ran him over just like a freight train.
Bigelow very methodical here tonight. And he came up again, and this time he was power slammed. What a move, and a lateral press, and a long two.
Oh, was that close.
Great power slam by Tatanka, and I wonder what that took out of him. Both men with a mid-air collision. Both athletes went to the ropes, came off. Both men tried to execute a crossbody press, Gorilla Monsoon.
Instead, they hit head-to-head. Bam Bam, first one back on his feet. This could be a golden opportunity in this match for him. Tatanka looks to be in deep trouble.
Bam Bam Bigelow, the man with a tattooed skull. And Tatanka's head ran to the top turnbuckle. And here comes that war dance, reminiscent of the legendary Chief J. Strongbow.
Boy, he's got the motor running now, and it's running at high speed. Bam Bam, still on him.
Oh, and Bigelow caught him with a karate kick to the back of the head.
Tatanka just stalled.
And now Bigelow is mocking that war dance, not very eloquently. And Tatanka being rolled over now on his back by Bam Bam. Bigelow has got this match in the bag. He has got it won here. He's not going for the cover, Gorilla. Maybe a mistake.
Well, he's headed for the outside. He wants to go all the way up. He's climbed on the inside. outside, all the way up to the top turnbuckle. It looks like a moonsault.
Oh, he went for the moonsault, and Tatanka rolled right to the corner, avoided the contact. Tatanka avoided the contact on that 400-pound moonsault, and Bigelow found nothing but canvas.
Boy, he bailed out of there right at the last split second. Bought himself a little bit of time. The big guy appears to be hurt.
Tatanka grabbing the ropes, pulling himself up, trying to shake it loose. He's got to give all he's got right now, folks. Tatanka now goes outside. He climbs the ladder. Tatanka's on the top rope. Bigelow back up to a vertical base. Bigelow turned right into it. Tatanka caught it across body, and he has got it.
Oh, he got it. Third time was the charm.
Tatanka coming off the top rope with a cross body has defeated Bam Bam Bigelow here in our first event of the WWF Royal Rumble. Ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Rumble will continue. Whatever you do, folks, don't go away. You're listening to Radio WWF.
Who survived? World Wrestling Federation fans are a special breed. Are you a true World Wrestling Federation fan? Not unless you've got your copy of WrestleMania, the album. Tatanka, Macho Man Randy Savage, Bret Hitman Hart, The Undertaker, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Mr. Perfect, The Big Boss Man. It's all the excitement and energy of the World Wrestling Federation superstars in one exciting package. WrestleMania, the album. Brought to you by the World Wrestling Federation and the RCA Records label. Available now wherever cassettes and compact discs are sold. WrestleMania, the album. You're not a fan unless you've got your copy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live in the Providence, Rhode Island Civic Center. This is the 1994 edition of the WWF Royal Rumble, and we'll have more for you right after this 60-second break from your local station. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Ross and Gorilla Monsoon back with you here in the Providence, Rhode Island Civic Center. You're listening to the 1994 edition of the WWF Royal Rumble, and our next match, Gorilla, will be for the WWF Tag Team Championship. Owen and Bret Hart to meet the Quebecers, managed by Johnny Polo. Of course, the Quebecers have had a pretty rough week or so. It was just a little over a week ago that they lost the tag belts.
They certainly did. Lost the tag belts to Marty Jannetty and the 1-2-3 Kid. And then all of a sudden, at Madison Square Garden, they got them back. But for my money, Jim Ross, they could kiss them goodbye right here tonight.
Well, you know, Gorilla, this is a very emotional situation because right after the Survivor Series, Bret and Owen had a long string of well-documented problems, and those problems have been alleviated, and they've been solved more specifically. I really believe that the Hart brothers have got, I'm like you, I really believe they have an excellent chance in taking it all here tonight.
Well, they've got the continuity. They know what each other's going to do at any given moment. As far as I'm concerned, both of them have superior wrestling abilities than either one of the Quebecers. But then again, Johnny Polo will be there.
Could be a factor in the match, no doubt about it. And we'll talk more about this situation. This match is just around the corner. We're moments away from it, ladies and gentlemen. And the Royal Rumble will continue. You're listening to Radio WWF. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Ross and Gorilla Monsoon back with you here in the Providence, Rhode Island Civic Center. We are still awaiting the WWF Tag Team Championship matchup between Owen and Bret Hart as they challenge the champs, Johnny Polo's Quebecers, Jacques and Pierre. And Gorilla, this crowd certainly, as they are watching on the video wall here in the arena as they prepare for this, certainly are pro Harts.
Boy, they certainly are, and waiting with great anticipation for this match because they feel that history is going to be made right here tonight at the Royal Rumble in the Providence Civic Center, and I am in accord with them, Jim Ross.
Well, they are certainly an outstanding combination, and it remains to be seen how well they will mesh in this one.
I'm sure a lot of thanks has to go to Papa Stu Hart for putting everything together, getting these two guys back together so that they can be coherent as a team.
Well, Todd Pettengill is talking to Owen and Brett.
This has got
to
be
back in the locker room area. Listen,
guys.
To say we're a little overconfident would be an understatement. Let me say one thing. Once Owen and I say it right now, when we're the tag team champions after tonight, we're going to give the Steiners, 1-2-3 key kid, Marty Jannetty, they're all going to get a shot at the belts, because you're looking at the best in the aerial wrestling and you're looking at the best of the technical wrestling. The water is under the bridge and we are together.
That's right, excellence of execution. Todd, this is the happiest day of my life, the greatest opportunity, the one that I've waited all my life for. And believe me, Brett, it all happened when the Quebecers, when they won those belts back, I knew that was our calling, that was our fate. This is our chance, Brett. I'm going to make you proud of you. I'm going to make you the WWF Tag Team Champion a third time. And I'm going to bring that belt home to you, Mom and Dad. Let's go do it, Brett.
Absolutely, the Hart brothers, ladies and gentlemen, they are pumped, they are ready to go, and they are taking on the cocky Quebecers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there here some comments made just back in the locker room area with Owen and Bret Hart, with Todd Pettengill, and you can hear the music in the background. The Quebecers on their way to the ring. Let's go pick up Howard Finkel's ring introduction.
Coming down the aisle with their manager, Johnny Polo, from the province of Quebec, at a total combined weight of 528 pounds, the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, Jacques and Pierre the Quebecers.
What sorry representatives of the World Wrestling Federation this pair is. The sooner they get stripped of these titles, the better off everyone will be.
Jacques and Pierre won the titles for the first time on Monday, September 13th, versus the Steiner Brothers. That was on Monday Night Raw in the Manhattan Center with those rather unusual province of Quebec rules.
Well, a lot of people felt, Jim Ross and myself included, that they did not really lose the titles.
Let's go back up to Howard Finkel, ladies and gentlemen.
Their opponents and challengers from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at a total combined weight of 461 pounds, the Rocket Owen Hart, Bret Hitman Hart, the Hart Brothers.
It is deafening here in the Providence Civic Center, a resounding standing ovation here for Bret the Hitman and Brother Owen.
This match certainly one that has been met with a great deal of anticipation. Owen and Bret teaming for the first time on pay-per-view. The challenge for the WWF tag titles. They're both dressed in pink and black, the Hitman's colors. Of course, Bret has been a WWF tag champion on two occasions. Owen has yet to wear the gold here in the WWF. The Bret Hitman Hart Gorilla's worn just about every piece of gold that the WWF has to offer.
Well, he certainly has, including the WWF championship itself, along with the Intercontinental title, co-holder on a number of occasions of the tag belts, but not one time has the Rocket Owen Hart had any gold around his waist, and this is his chance.
As we said, these two men had a major problem with each other at the Survivor Series after Owen was eliminated. Unfortunately for them, those problems were very, very public, and but I'm very, very pleased to say, as we all know that have been following this situation, that problem has been solved. They are together. They are focused. This should be an outstanding tag team matchup. The Quebecers in their traditional black Mountie-like pants with the yellow stripes down the side, red sleeveless shirts.
Hideous.
Polo is Natalie attired, to say the least, and it will be Bret the Hitman Hart and Pierre starting it out here for their respective teams. Pierre, no doubt, Gorilla, not only the biggest, but the strongest man in this tag team match.
No question about it, but he's in there with the excellence of execution. The guy who was so technically sound that I don't know whether you can beat this guy or not. But I'll tell you what, he really showed me something not too long ago, Jim Ross, when he said he was devoting his entire career after finishing up on all his contractual single matches to tag team action, just he and his brother Owen.
Bret Hart sending up Pierre to the ropes, caught him with a knee, coming off to the midsection, and makes a tag to the Rocket. Owen Hart climbs the ladder from the outside, comes off the top of the double axe handle, right to the mid-back area, and then catches Pierre with a wrist lock, and it's quickly reversed. Owen tries reverse, Owen nips up, and reverses Pierre. Snap mares him over. Pierre to the ropes. Hard shoulder block, knocks down Owen. Goes far side, Owen drops down. Owen leapfrogs. And hip, takeover, cross body. Owen Hart, going for the cover, and got
almost got him, boy, is Owen quick. He is on fire.
Arm bar now applied by Owen Hart. Owen the Rocket comes with a name rightfully. A high flyer, with a lot of chances. Tag made by Pierre, bringing in Jacques.
Well, Jacques wanting to slow things down here.
Both these teams from Canada. The Hart brothers from Calgary, Alberta. The Quebecers from Montreal.
Tremendous anticipation by this capacity crowd.
Now, Jacques is having a... He wants to shake hands with Owen Hart.
Extending the right hand in a gesture of friendship, but you know he's a liar.
He'll stab you in the back with his left while he's shaking your hand with the right. Both men basically circling here, yet to make contact, and now they do. Follow an elbow tie up, and a shot with a rake to the eyes. Follows it with the right hand to the back of the head. Irish whip to the center of the ropes goes Owen Hart. Uh-oh. And Jock lowered his head. He suplexed for his trouble. A sharp suplex by Owen Hart.
Boy, he paid for it dearly. The only thing right now that the Harts have to worry about, as far as I can see, is Johnny Polo wandering around out there at ringside.
A good drop kick by Owen Hart causes Jacques to fall on his hands and knees to Jacques' corner, where he will find a solace with his partner Pierre and his manager, Johnny Polo.
Who we just got a few words of advice from. I don't know whether I'd heed anything that he says.
Got a kick there, and Jacques caught the foot. Owen on one leg, and Owen caught it. A big roundhouse martial arts kick goes for the lateral press. He has the leg hook. Oh, and we're half a count away from new tag team champions of the WWF. Tag made. No, was it tag? No
tag there. A little bit premature there on the cover, I thought.
Tag made now. Backbreaker by Owen. He made a tag to Brett. He came off the inside, second up the elbow. Lateral press by the Hitman. Hitman got two out of it. Front face lock. Inside cradle. Inside cradle by Brett the Hitman Hart on Jacques.
Boy, I thought he had him hooked up real good. Real. Watch out.
Sunset flip. Bret Hart again. Pinning predicament. And Jacques trying to get out of there. He's... comes Owen. Owen's head is rammed into the top turnbuckle. Pierre and Owen are fighting in one corner while Jacques has Bret Hart in the far corner kicking away.
Too many guys in the ring, ref. Take a look.
Owen cradled a Jacques, but Owen is not the legal man in the match. It should be Jacques and the Hitman. Polo trying to gather his troops on the outside here.
Jacques on the outside. Referee finally maintaining a little order in this one. Both Quebecers on the outside with their manager, and both Harts on the inside complaining vehemently to the referee. And I don't blame them.
Well, the Harts certainly do not want to win this by countout.
They're not going to win anything by countout.
No title belt. You got to be pinned or submit in this particular match. Inverted atomic drop by Bret Hart on Jacques. Hard right hands by the Hitman. Sends Jacques far side with a whip. Buried the right hand, and Jacques with a 360. Finally gets to his corner and tags in Big Pierre. Pierre brought right in over the top. Outside in by Bret the Hitman Hart.
Well, that's the first mistake in this match that I saw the Hitman make, and that was that he did not cut the ring in half and allowed Jacques to get over there and make the tag to Pierre.
Bret and Owen make the tag. Owen Hart back in. Pierre's in a bad way. He's a little spaghetti leg. Hard clothesline by Owen. Lateral press. Only got one that time.
Tough to hold a big guy down.
Hart brothers own this one, folks. Gut wrench. Salt on the pass. Nice move. Floats over by Owen. Owen on top. Owen got a two count. Man, they have had several near falls, have the Hart brothers, in this matchup. Another lateral press after the leg drop.
At least a dozen so far. and this one just underway. Have they got something in mind? Yes. They want to become the next reigning WWF Tag Team Champions.
Owen tags Brett in one more time. Brett wrist lock. Irish whip is reversed. Pierre tried a close line, but he missed. And Brett, oh, Brett was caught with a power slam. And it could be over. The big, almost 300-pound Pierre with a power slam. Got a near fall, and Pierre makes a tag to Jacques. Jacques, the veteran of this team, the leader of this tag champion duo.
A concerned look right now on the face of the Rocket, Owen Hart.
Pierre is choking the hitman, the tag rope, while the referee is on the far side of the ring with Owen and the Jacques. Jacques diverted the referee's attention, and while he was over in the far corner, Pierre was choking the hitman.
With a tag rope, trying to put the lights out for him.
Jacques with a kick to the midsection. Lateral press, and this time Jacques got a near fall.
Do you get the feeling, Jim Ross, that the pendulum has swung in this one?
I do.
Yeah, yeah, the momentum is back in the corner of the champs. Double up. Knife edge, chops by Jacques and Pierre. Pierre the legal man, and so is Brett. Hear the crowd in the background chanting, go Brett, go. They love the hitman.
It is deafening here in the Providence Civic Center as the hitman is literally getting his clock clean here.
Bret Hart laid over the second rope. Jock held him there. Pierre got ahead of steam and up 300 pounds right across his back. Jock in. There is a cover and a near fall. Boy, Bret Hart's in a lot of trouble here. Needs to make the tag to his brother Owen.
Taking a pounding, taking a shellacking. Unlike the Harts, the Quebecers have cut the ring in half beautifully.
Elbow drive by Jacques, catching Brett coming off the ropes moments ago. The hitman in the corner ring. Pierre tried to come off the top, but Brett raised his foot, and Brett's foot caught Pierre right in the jaw. He may have bought himself some time.
Well, the hitman looking for his own corner hasn't quite found him yet. In the meantime, Pierre looking to tag Jacques back in and does.
And Owen Hart gets the tag from his brother. Couple of drop kicks. Jacques goes to the right far side. He's elevated in the back body drop. Owen now sends Pierre far side, center of the ropes, caught him with a beautiful belly-to-belly suplex. Owen Hart is on fire here.
Certainly is.
Martial arts kick, a spinning kick by Owen Hart, and Pierre is in big trouble. Or excuse me, it's Jacques. Owen is going for the sharpshooter on Jacques.
Oh, he's got it.
He's got it. The referee is putting Brett out, and while he does, Pierre came from behind, grabbed a double handful of hair, and drove Owen Hart face first right down to the canvas.
Just when it looked like the Harts were going to become the reigning WWF Tag Team Champions, the double team got it. And now it's Owen who's in trouble.
Jacques tags Pierre. And now Owen Hart will have a gut check here. Will he be able to hold on as big 300-pound Pierre comes clubbing with those forearms and fists right to the back of his head? And now Pierre and Jacques make another tag team exchange. A double team before they leave. Both men elevating Owen right to the top rope. Hung him right off the top rope. There's a cover by Jacques and a half away from retaining the title.
Where on earth did he find the energy to kick out of that one after being clotheslined from that high elevation move right on the top rope?
Beckers missed the double clothesline, and Owen came off and drop-kicked both of the WWF Tag Champions down to the canvas, and now can Owen make the tag to Big Brother Brett? He's near the corner.
Oh, he got it.
He made the tag. Bret Hart. Both Beckers are in there. Right hands by the hitman. A drop-kick. Down goes Pierre.
Hitman going to work now methodically. And both of them still inside the ring.
Tag wrestling next week by the hitman on top. He's got Pierre up. A backbreaker. Oh, what a backbreaker. Bret Hart is on fire, as we said. He is really cooking here.
Well, referee doesn't seem fit to put either Quebecer out, so the hitman is making a play.
He rams their heads together. The
dislocated it. Boy, he's just reeking in agony.
Brett was going to use the rope for a lot of momentum. Carlo separated the ropes, and Brett came out on his knee.
Still out on the concrete, the hitman. He's getting double-teamed out there by the Quebecers.
They're pulling Brett's leg. And here came Pierre, 300 pounds, right off the apron on his knee.
I'll be very surprised if the hitman can even make it back into the ring, Jim Ross.
He's hurt badly, ladies and gentlemen. Bret Hart, his knee has been, it looks as if just about destroyed here. Bret can even get up. He's in almost a fetal position on the outside. Both Quebecers are out there. I don't understand why the referee is not out there separating the Quebecers and getting them off the hitman.
Referee predisposed right now, trying to keep the Rocket Owen Hart from going to the aid of his brother. In the meantime, the Quebecers really doing a number on the hitman.
Bret Hart is screaming. He is in phenomenal pain, and he's a target. And that was a chair. Jock hit him with a chair right in the knee. Oh, my. The hitman trying to get, he's crawled to one corner, Pierre over, nailing Owen. And he goes Owen face first into the steel barricade. This match has gotten completely out of hand.
Lost it, they've lost control of this one. Owen trying to keep the Quebecers away from his brother, but I'm afraid the damage has already been done.
The referee is counting. He's up to seven. He's up to eight. Owen gets up, stops the count. Bret is on the outside of the floor. Owen is there. And now the referee, he didn't see that either. Carlo had a putter, a golf putter.
That's the one that Johnny Polo brought out there.
And Jock used it on Bret's knee, hit it several times. And now Jock is back in the ring, wants the referee to count Bret out. They know, the Quebecers know, the Hart brothers on this night are a better team.
And Owen now just rolling his brother in underneath that bottom rope. I'm not too sure that was a wise move.
Well, he's going to get counted out. If not, maybe Bret can make the tag to Owen. But in the meantime, Jock is stomping away without mercy on that knee. And now Jock tags in Pierre.
Boy, that lane's in serious, serious trouble here. The pain threshold for the hitman, we know what that's like, but he may have just blown that knee out, Jim Ross.
Yeah, he's holding it. And I tell you, this is a career-threatening situation for Bret the Hitman Hart. Another tag, Pierre tagging in shot. And they stomp away. They have nothing on their mind but the stomp and the twist and the pull on that left knee of Bret Hart. Jock has Bret in a Boston crab now, a half crab gorilla.
Half crab going to work still on that left leg. Rocket comes in, nails Jock, buying a little time for the hitman, but he's not even looking for his corner.
Pierre came off the second rope from the inside with a leg drop to Bret Hart, who was lying on his stomach on the canvas. Bret is almost limp, and they're having a free game on this leg, and they have Bret in the center of the ring, maybe a shade toward their side of the ring, through the Quebecers. Jock is back in. Jock stretches the leg out, stomps at it.
Hitman has no defense right now. He's just in too much pain to do anything, and the referee better consider perhaps calling this match.
Well, Pierre came off the top to hit the leg, but he missed it. But Bret cannot get up. He can't even stand, folks. He's trying to crawl to his corner to tag Owen.
He is in tremendous pain.
Look at it. Bret is trying to hook up Pierre in that sharpshooter from a pro position and turn it over.
What a gutsy, gutsy hitman.
Bret Hart is trying to put the sharpshooter on Pierre, but he can't do it. He got up to his feet, and his leg just buckled.
Well, that's the leg that's paramount in the sharpshooter. The left leg, wait a minute now, the bell is rung.
Referee has stopped it, I think. Let's get the official word. Let's go up to Howard Finkel and get the official word.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Even though there has been no submission from Bret Hart, the official has elected to end this match. Therefore, the winners and still World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, the Kid Snicker.
Oh, man, I tell you, what a bad, bad break for the Hart brothers. Bret is writhing in pain. Owen is arguing with the referee. Owen is trying to say if Bret could have got the tag, he would have had the opportunity, at least, Gorilla, to maybe shake it loose, maybe hold on, but the Quebecers would not allow that, and I think the referee made a good call.
Absolutely, very sound call by the referee, seeing what kind of pain the hitman was in.
Wait a minute.
Owen is irate, and he's very upset, no doubt about it. He's having some... Owen is having words with Bret. Bret can't even stand. He's holding his... He wants his brother to help him up, and Owen is berating, verbally berating, his own flesh and blood here.
Sticking his finger right in his kisser. I wish I could hear these comments. Bret man can't get to his feet.
Bret now near the ropes, trying to pull himself up, and his brother has yet to offer him a helping hand.
Why doesn't he help him?
This is very appalling. Owen is taunting his brother, Gorilla.
I don't believe this.
Owen Hart is taunting his own brother, Bret. Bret finally able to stand. He pulls himself up.
Can't put any weight whatsoever on that left leg. And Owen is still in his face.
And Bret's trying to explain. I didn't give it up.
No.
Owen just kicked his own brother. He kicked him right in the knee. Oh, I can't believe this. Owen Hart has just kicked his own brother in that damaged knee. Ladies and gentlemen, what a situation we have here. The Royal Rumble will continue. You're listening to Radio WWF. It's full of officials here attending Bret the Hitman Hart. What a disgusting display by his own brother, kicking him in the injured knee. Bret's going to have help getting out of there, ladies and gentlemen. And we will have more of the WWF Royal Rumble after this 60-second break from your local station. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Ross and Gorilla Monsoon here with you at the WWF Royal Rumble. Let's go back in the locker room area. Todd Pettengill's talking to Owen Hart.
Bret Hart, you're nothing but a selfish person. I went in there in a tag team match for the biggest match of my life. It was a dream come true. I thought I had the best partner in the world, my own brother. But you're too selfish, like I've said all along. Your ego is too big. You only worry about yourself, Bret. You don't care about me.
Unbelievable, in front of your entire family.
I don't care about anybody. I was concerned about myself and my whole family. The biggest opportunity in my life. I had a chance, Bret, and you stripped it away from me. You took it away from me, Bret, because you're too selfish. All you had to do was just tag me. My hand was there. Just tag me. I knew your leg was bad. I was aware of that. Just tag me. But you're too selfish. You just want to put your sharpshooter on. I could have won the match. I don't need you with a bad leg doing it, Bret. You're too damn selfish. And that's why you're sitting there with a bad leg. And that's why I kicked your leg out of your leg.
Owen, let me ask you something. You've obviously cost Bret a shot at the championship. There's no way he's going to be able to compete in the Royal Rumble match coming up tonight. Don't you think that was selfish on your part?
There's no selfishness in me. There's not a selfish bone in my body. He cost himself the WWF Tag Team belt, and he cost me, his little brother, a guy that's never had the taste of a WWF belt before. He's done it before. He doesn't care about me. He just worries about himself. I don't care about you in the Royal Rumble, Bret, because this is my opportunity. I'm in it, too. I'm not worried about you getting cost the WWF belt. I'm worried about...